Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to some headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. As the Miami Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight against the Golden State Warriors. Injury news not related to the Warriors, to the Heat, from Ira Winderman. The Heat is now listing Nikola Jovic as questionable with a right hip impingement.
He's impinged, all right.
Bam Adebayo, he was also listed as questionable. I imagine we'll get a official word on that before the game today. Bam, this was him yesterday at practice talking about his injury.
You see both sides. Mm-hmm. Some of it, obviously, you feel like you can help. And on the other side, you want to be fully healthy so it doesn't come back. So I mean, you toggle that line, and you know, that's when you turn to the head coach and the training staff. Just like they'll know I'll go out there and play regardless. So they gotta save me from myself in a sense. So you know, it's been a hard 2 weeks. So yeah.
There you go. We'll see if he makes his return tonight. 7:30 is our tip, and also awaiting word on the Warriors, who is coming off a back-to-back against Orlando. Their coach has been making a whole day. It's been the hardest schedule ever. So, sounds like Steph Curry's definitely not playing. And Jimmy Butler, who knows? We'll see.
Who knows? We didn't know when he was here. How the hell are you going to know when he's playing for another team?
Don't be soft, though.
What would say that? I just can't wait. Listen,
would say that looks
not
like
for
dunking.
Nothing. You know what I'm looking forward to? Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing whether Bam plays and what your reaction is tonight. That's it.
My reaction is going to be normal, dude. Rooting for the Heat. Mm-hmm. But I'm a professional. Boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do what he asked you to do?
You mean where I silently boo Jimmy Butler if he plays?
Into the foul.
I'll do it for Leroy. What if he doesn't play? Do you want me to go sneak behind the Warriors bench and just go, boo, you ducked us, boo?
That's what you would normally do. Wait, you know what's funny about that? You won't do that with Jimmy, but with LeBron, you brought it on. Bring it on.
Quack, quack, quack. Duck. Quack, 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 quack. Heat back at it tonight, so we got that. The Panthers practice today. They'll be back at it tomorrow. We got some unfortunate news. At 2, Lostarainen is going to be out week to week. He suffered an injury barbecuing.
Bled.
Barbecuing?
Go ahead.
Bled.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you something.
Yep, I know.
Intangibles.
Absolutely.
Stay in your lane.
What? Mm-hmm.
You smoke stuff. You cook stuff in the oven.
But y'all don't BBQ.
Yeah. Leave that alone. Y'all don't remember the Eddie Murphy skit? Now that's a fox.
You want to eat? Want to eat? Well, dude, that's nothing wrong with him. Just roll him on the grass. That's nothing. That's just second degree burns. That's nothing. There's nothing wrong with him.
Hey, stop. Stop. Yo, look, too much. Because, you see, first of all, you can't be a griller and be a pyro. Everybody want to see that big fire without realizing you can get your... Yeah.
Did he pull a Michael Scott and like burn his foot on the George Foreman grill or something? Like, what's going on?
No, he was grilling. Not George Foreman. Regular grill. He burnt himself. Yeah. I'm telling you what happened.
We don't know. I mean, he might have a fancy ass grill. We don't know what kind of grill he has.
He followed the directions. He put some fluid on it, on them coals. It didn't look like he threw a match in. They don't realize you got to let it sit for a minute.
That's what you find a problem with? You think he uses coal?
You think he uses coals? I would think he's a propane guy.
Here's what happens with propane. Y'all slipping. Propane is even worse. Because you turn the propane on and you try to use your little grill thing. And it don't cut on. And you leave that propane on. And then you go to another one and go click, click, click. And then
it can get dicey.
Exactly what happened.
Hey, am I lying, Tobin?
Oh, I've had some fireballs. I've had some fireballs before.
Yeah.
Especially my old grill. My old grill was kind of like on the lower shelf of previous grills, and it was getting dicey. And there was a point where the igniter wouldn't work, so I had to do it with a grill lighter. So go.
Oh.
You got to get out of there.
It's like, hey, you like playing double dutch with your grill. You're like. Hey, y'all don't remember, Vlad, back in the day, you had the coals, you let it soak, you let the lighter fluid soak in, right? And then you take some newspaper and turn it like this, turn the newspaper, and then light the end, and then go.
Yeah, man. You're not lying. That's exactly how it worked. That's how you had a barbecue back then.
Jameson Olive says, more on Lustranen's burns. Maurice said he didn't need to stay overnight at the hospital or anything, so that's good. A lot of it, of his return will depend on how he feels when he puts on hockey gear.
That means he burns some flesh.
What?
Yeah. I'm telling you, people be messing around. Here's another PSA. I know a lot of y'all want to dip into the fried turkey lane, right?
I'm very scared too.
There's only one important rule. Two rules. First of all, don't put too much oil in your pot. When you put the turkey in, the oil's going to raise. So you don't have to fill it up when you think it's going to cover the turkey. That's going to make it overflow.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, go get your turkey this weekend and start thawing it out now. Don't put a frozen turkey in the hot grease. It's going to explode. That's it. You use peanut oil. It's not very flammable. That's why people use peanut oil, because it's not as flammable as vegetable oil. However, it still gets hot. And that turkey will explode.
Crazy, man. Well, best of luck to Etu. Love that too.
Yeah. Man. And I wonder, but you think he was a beginner griller? Because it don't seem like that's something they do where he's from.
They're big into the fish soup, right? Like, that's what the Finns like. They love, like, fish.
You do fish soup on the grill?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're saying, right. Does he do that? I'm not saying, like, I know in Finland, like, they're all talking about the fish soup and fish this and fish that. So, I don't know. Maybe he's not. And maybe, like, you know, I'm sure the one who I'd see who's too much chicanery on a grill is Lundell, you know?
Hey, I'm telling you.
Or maybe Mikola.
Amateur grillers, stay in your lane.
You think it goes, Mika, Meeksy, what do you want your, how do you want your fish? Okay, so raw, I gotcha. Just throwing.
What word is opposite of intangible? We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah, one step at a time, dude.
Yeah, when you say intangible, when you say he's not an intangible, you just go there.
Speaking of intangible, I didn't appreciate your guys' lack of support yesterday.
What do you mean?
We'll take a break. I'll tell you guys about this coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to a little 15 minutes of game day uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Congratulations to Jordan Brooks. He was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
That dude, if he was on a better team, he'd get consideration for Defensive Player of the Year. I do believe that. He wouldn't win from Myles Garrett, but Myles Garrett is, as bad as that team is, dude got 15 sacks to this point.
Goodness gracious. He's going to break the record.
He's so screwed.
He is. Think about this. With him being the only guy. Now, Mason Graham is causing havoc, too. But holy smokes.
Well,
Brooks has been all over the place.
Yep. He is. He's been all over the place. Been a great example, and he obviously is deserving of that after a 20 tackle game. So good for him.
20 tackles.
I think he was the first guy to do that since Zach Thomas with the Dolphins.
Dude, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Whew, he's been a monster.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously, and the thing about him that's cool, rallies the troops. You know, has his teammates back. Unlike
he's the leader on defense.
Yeah. Unlike my teammates who mocked me yesterday because
I wasn't here.
Yeah. Well, it was you know, Vlad, I was texting Frog Boy and Jennifer and Leroy yesterday about a dangerous encounter I had as a landscaper. And these,
oh my God.
And this crew mocked me. They mocked me.
Vlad. So I'm minding my own business at the house, right? And I could look at the text. And let me get the exact text because I don't want to cheat. I don't want to cheat.
I've got it right here. This is
he
what
said,
Tobin said.
He goes,
Leroy.
What?
I have it right here.
Okay, go.
Tobin puts, just stab the snake with a rake. The dangers of being a landscaper.
Yep.
See, it's the, look.
I mean.
And the thing is that.
Yesterday he was talking about he's a landscaper
when you've
now.
Been with Tobin for such a long time, you kind of hear the tone in his head, like that he's.
Yes.
He's giving out.
He's
we couldn't
tone.
Tell
this
if
is...
it was an anaconda or a big worm.
It was, dude, it was very scary, Vlad. And so like I had this stare down with this snake. First of all, I had to rescue my dog. You know, because Sunny Bunny, I hear, woo, woo, woo. I was like, oh, because Sunny Bunny's not a barker. She rarely barks. I was like, oh, what's going on there?
So you know something's up.
Something's up. And I look out the window and I see her and she's staring at something. I was like, what the hell's going on? So it was like behind this tree. And then I go outside and I see, you know?
It did not do that. I'm pretty sure that's not working.
Oh, it was
a bigger deal than it was.
And I was like,
I had one of those in my
house. The first thing I said, Sonny, back off, girl. Back off. And so I shoo her away. You know, she wanted to fight because she's going after, you know?
So you went one-on-one against Damien?
Yeah, dude, this thing was a demon, okay? And so, like, look, I had to get it arranged. And then my son comes out. Tommy's like, oh, I want to see it. I was like, oh, of course. I was like, hey, stay back. Because the things go. And then it starts doing. I was like, wait a minute.
Shit, I was in the sprinklers?
Like, I'm like, is that a rattlesnake? I'm like, I don't think that's a rattlesnake.
You sure it wasn't the sprinklers?
It wasn't the sprinklers. I definitely wasn't the sprinklers. You know, as a landscaper, I'm very in tune of when my sprinklers go off. So this thing was sitting there, coiled up. And then it's going. And so I'm like, all right, I don't want to take you out, little sucker, but if we're going to get aggressive, I'm going to have to do it. And so
Wait. Let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm. First of all, this snake was doing all of that.
Mm-hmm. We ain't having a conversation. He got to be off.
Well,
so the fact that you sitting here still being able to negotiate with the snake means that it wasn't nothing but old garden snake.
Leroy, it's one of those things where time freezes, but a lot of things is happening in a short burst. So you're thinking of all these things. So after I rescued my dog from danger, and then I have to worry about my own health and safety. And I said, son, get me the rake. And so he goes.
You didn't even get your own rake. You got your son getting your weaponry.
We're in the
standoff.
In the standoff.
To save his dog from danger, but he goes, hey, Tommy, pass me the rake.
Yeah, I said, give me the rake.
Just tell Tommy to go inside.
Well, he wanted to see the snake. I would have told him to go inside, but he wanted a part of it. So if you're going to be a sidekick, be a sidekick. So I said, hand me the rake. And so he goes, got it, Dad. And so he throws the rake. And in one motion, I catch it with one hand. And
then, what are you, Thor?
Yeah.
Wait, he just put his hand up and he just put your hand up like Thor.
And so in this moment, he's still trying to make like he's a rattlesnake, but I'm like, I don't think he's poisonous. I think it's just your regular run of the mill rat snake, but I'm not sure. So I'm like, hey, listen, if you're gonna act like a rattlesnake, I'm gonna treat you like a rattlesnake, which means
Did you kill it?
Well, here's the thing that sucked for him. He got shish kebabbed. So basically, he got impaled, and then I did the twist-a-roo, okay? And then I took the snake out of it, but he was impaled. Now, did he live? I don't know what the regeneration of snakes are.
Did you take a picture?
No, I was too busy. I couldn't document such a thing when I was in the middle of fighting for my life.
I mean, if he's stabbed,
you know, life is not all. This is an impractical.
You made it sound like he was in Australia.
This is an.
And he was
look, this is the problem: is you guys don't respect the dangers of landscaping, and so I'm sitting here in a standoff with a demon, and you guys just want to be like, yeah, dude, it was dangerous.
Look,
I had to fend for myself.
Told you were a brave soul. How is that not supportive?
Yeah, but like he was the only one, and then you guys wanted to come in with the jokey jokes.
No, I put the dangers of being a landscaper, .. What was the size of the rake and the snake? Because sometimes when you say landscaper, I'm mm-hmm. thinking you have a rake this big.
Like, and
like he's out there with a hand rake?
I have a full.
Like one of those small ones that he's just like on his knees.
No, it's a fair question, Jennifer. It's a fair question because you have your run-of-the-mill garden rake. Which is just handheld. No, this was my full-blown, full-size rake, so I could be at a distance, you know, safe from the...
So you were Aquaman, but on inland.
Well, no, because I was a useful superhero. No,
you threw your hand up like the rake just automatically hit your hand.
Son, like, get me my rake. Chink! And they're just like, we're in the standoff.
Then you just switched into your full, like, superhero costume.
I was ready.
Caught the rake.
I was ready. And I was, you know, I was ready, just facing him off. And so I'm just telling you, dude, it was not safe. It was dangerous. But now my lawn is free of danger. So
we're so proud of you.
It doesn't sound like you are.
I ain't buying it.
It doesn't
sound
like you're not buying it. Why would I make up such a thing?
Because that's what you do.
You love that. You love to tell these stories, exaggerate. Yep.
Give me one whopper I've ever told when it comes to the dangers of landscaping.
You made it sound like it was a jungle,
dude,
too.
First of all, I'm going to just tell you like this.
Mm-hmm.
Your reaction to the dead rat in your grill.
He wasn't was dead.
It was more...
Aggressive than
you talking about this anaconda that was probably this is where
you're making a huge issue with the story, which he wasn't dead. He was living in my grill. I hit the igniter and he took off like a napalm rat out of the grill because his ass was on fire. So you would be shocked too.
And you confirmed that it was a garden snake.
No, it wasn't a garden snake. This is how you have to do these things, Jennifer. There's going to be a time where me and Tobin We're going to be hanging out with our families. And Tommy's going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, hey, Tommy, remember that snake?
He will not lie to us.
He's not. He ain't going to lie.
I'll record the story. Well, I can't tonight because I'm going to be boots on the ground. But I will get him on the record telling the story.
No, but we don't need you to pay him off.
Because you're going
to
coach.
I don't coach. I don't coach. You can't coach your kids. Kids are honest.
I don't know. Bring him to the studios.
Yeah.
I will.
You know he'll tell the truth.
This is another reason why we didn't take him seriously.
Why do you guys not believe?
In the landscaping world, the lawn is the jungle.
It is.
Like Vlad. He making it sound like he out there weed whacking the side of the Everglades.
Did she just say the landscaping world?
Well, because they were asking me.
The grass is the jungle?
What size was the snake? And I told them, I said.
Straight from his phone, not me.
This is what I said. I said, it's hard to say. He was coiled up ready to strike. He turned out to be non-venomous, but he was mimicking a rattlesnake. So I'm not here for an impersonation. Could have kept it moving, but he wanted to be the hero. Leroy then says, OMG, you sound like you were in the jungle. Dude, it was a garden snake. To which I responded, in the landscaping world, the lawn is the jungle.
Right?
Just crazy.
Do you understand why we can't believe nothing this man says?
And then I respond, a jungle for ants? Because no.
Wow.
Pygmy rattlesnakes. There's pygmy rattlesnakes, but they're usually, hey, Victor, I see more of those on the west coast of Florida and up in Palm Beach.
You guys have seen, though. I've encountered iguanas. I've caught them barehanded before. You know, you're acting like I've never had run-ins with reptiles before.
Iguana is different than a snake.
Well, you know, it's bigger. It's honestly, in some cases, more dangerous. They've left scars.
An iguana?
Oh, yeah. The way they bite, okay, the way
so
they can do barrel
you're
rolls.
Confirming how small
they barely got teeth.
Oh, dude, you're crazy. You're crazy. You don't know the pitfalls of iguanas.
No, I don't have to because I ain't going near.
I'm telling you.
And most of the time when I go close to iguana, he run away.
You're missing the point here. He just confirmed the size of this snake.
Some iguanas are huge. I don't know what that has to do with anything. And
how
again,
long was it? Shows how,
again,
how long
hard
was.
To say he was coiled
See,
up.
Hard to say. If he was being real, he would actually tell us.
He was sitting up here, you know, probably like, I don't know, probably like a 7-8 feet, you know, something like that. You
what
know, a real demon. A real demon, dude.
Jesus.
You are an idiot.
Minus one.
You are an 8-foot snake? Dude, you know what an 8-foot snake
is? What is he,
like?
Godzilla now?
Something like that.
If you came with, if you came over a 8-foot snake and you hit him with a rake, you gonna damn near cut him in half.
Dade South says Tobin kills innocent animals. First the possum and now the snake. Yeah, here's the thing though, Dade South. They're not innocent.
Like lifting with me and look at you.
Okay,
killer.
Well, first of all, they're not innocent. They shown signs of aggression and they're on my property. I have to defend my home. My dog.
Technically, you're on their property.
No, actually, technically not. Do they have a deed? They do not. You're living in my trees rent free.
They were here free. They were here first.
Says who? I've been in that house for a very long time. Those possums, average age of a possum's 3 years. So if your bum ass grandfather possum was around, okay, maybe, but probably not. You probably wandered from some other person's tree. So you want to live in my, on the land? That's fine, but don't hiss at me.
Was it hissing?
Was it? Both
That's
of them were.
That's a defense mechanism.
I don't believe it.
That's a defense mechanism. It didn't work out well for that possum. He said, gotta go to work.
Hey, we're going to talk some hockey. Doug Plagans joined us yesterday, but it was fantastic. Got to get you ready for a big week ahead for your Florida Panthers. The voice of the Cats, Doug Plagans. He joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.